shiny little Uber, liver.
Good evening and welcome to As the Worm Turns. You are tuned in to KVNF's live call-in gardening show. I'm your host, Jill Spears, here with our favorite gardeners and guru worms. It's guru worms, Lance and Lulu.
All right. Good evening. On a wet evening.
A wet evening. Absolutely.
Yes. Yeah. And chilly.
Chilly and wet.
Let's see. We have
rainy
right
days
here.
And Tuesdays.
Yes.
Yeah.
Always get us going.
Me. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it is a live call-in show. Jeff is ready in the control room, hermetically sealed room, 527-486-8166, KVNF now. You can also email us at worm@kvnf.org. I just want to give a shout-out to Susie, Lance, your neighbor, who was listening from Washington last week.
Yeah, she's up in Seattle.
Up there. And good vibes going out to her, and thanks for her email after the show last week. So.
Oh, isn't that grand?
It is grand.
I love it.
All right, rain, and how is that working with our chopping and dropping and cleaning up projects? Is it
doesn't stop?
Doesn't stop. Your hands are still dirty, Lance. I mean, what up?
Nothing. It doesn't stop. It just depends on how many jackets you get.
Yeah.
How many pairs of hats and how many pairs of gloves.
Oh, there you go.
And how muddy you want to get and stuff like that. I planted my garlic yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Let's hear a garlic report.
Or was it the day before? Whatever. Anyway, it's done. Thank God.
Yeah. I planted four varieties and...
Do some math for us. Come on.
Oh, well, I mean, I already know it's over 1,200 cloves, one at a time.
That's what I'm talking about.
And a little bit more to go yet.
More to plant still.
Yeah, just a little bit, you know, but nothing bad.
Okay.
Okay, I can do the math. Wait, I have to pull up my calculator.
Carry the one.
You got it.
But something we were talking about earlier before the show was about the hardness of the cloves and some recommendations on reseeding.
And I just found this out last winter, and the hardnecks sometimes will get old. And normally we just take the cloves off and plant them. Well, sometimes they don't even store from harvest to planting time. And what has happened is they've gotten a little old and not of good quality, keeping quality. So what you need to do when that happens, or what you need to do before it happens, is every 4 to 5 years on the hardnecks, you need to let some go to seed. Those scapes, let them go and harvest the seed and plant them.
Yep, I just did that. And so, you know what? That speaks to the question that Willie asked me a while ago. He said, what's the difference, Mom, between seed garlic and normal garlic in the store? You know, either one will produce.
Plant.
Yes. Mm-hmm. That
might be the difference.
I think seed I know seed potatoes looks like regular potatoes and things, but it's actually seed potatoes have been certified disease-free. And that would be my only thought, is that they're certified. I actually call my seed.
Or they're not from the same crop that they've been growing year after year after year. They're from, you know, four-year crop their new set of seeds.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe that's it. We don't know.
So bottom line, you need to cycle your garlic.
Every 4 to 5 years, just let 10 of those scapes go, harvest the seeds, and plant them out.
Okay.
And it will take a minimum of 2 years before you actually get full-size garlic.
Right. So I planted 14 scapes.
All the seeds on 14 scapes? That's quite
a bit. No, not all the seeds on 14. I planted 14 little individual seeds.
Mm-hmm. Okay. The little boobles.
Yeah.
Okay.
The little head growers.
Yeah, that's what they're called. They're called boobles. But there's some varieties, like the stuff I had, look like the size of what kind of seed would it be? They look more like a very large lettuce seed.
Oh, really?
They were, you know, much larger, but they weren't boobles. You know, it's like, God, are they going to germinate?
Yeah.
We'll find out.
We'll find out.
Yeah. There you go.
He continued. That's what I did, too. A lot of my garlic was going soft, and the skins were coming off, the paper skins. And that's not a big deal. that, mm-hmm. you know, as long as the clove underneath isn't damaged good, yeah. And if it's in good condition. So I planted everything, and I just figure what comes up, and mm-hmm. what doesn't, I'll replant in the spring. And in the meantime, I planted 14 new seeds.
There you go. Got some freshness started.
Covered.
Hey, it is Sue in Ridgeway on the line with a weather report. Excited to hear this. Good evening, Sue.
Snowing. Big, huge flakes.
Oh, no kidding.
Yes.
Awesome.
There's probably not quite a half an inch on the ground right now, but it's snowing like snowballs. It's big,
oh, my goodness.
Flakes.
Awesome.
So,
I can't wait.
Pretty awesome.
Yeah, we can't wait. And Sue, what's the status in your garden? Are you covering things or are you pretty much done?
Well, I'm pretty much done. I'm just getting ready to cut back my asparagus because it's finally turning yellow.
Mm-hmm.
And I've moved everything else into the greenhouse. So
I'm just curious, does that asparagus have the berries on it?
No, none of, well, one little plant does, but the rest of them don't.
I've just seen it in the fall when the asparagus plants get yellow and they have the red berries.
I think it's so pretty.
It's a great decoration.
Mm. It is.
So pretty.
Yeah, that's all.
These are just kind of turning yellow and hanging out, so I figure it's time to send them on.
Yeah, well, the asparagus beetle will winter over in it, so you want to get those out of there.
Yeah, that's what I figured. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's my project for the next couple of days.
There you go.
All right, Sue. Thanks for the report.
Guys.
Awesome.
Thanks
for listening.
Awesome. It's like 46 degrees here now.
Okay, well, maybe it could happen tonight. It's pretty wet out there.
The neighbor said 28, so I'm not going to go out and cover it tonight until 10 o'clock.
I was going to ask you about that, what you're doing with covering.
Tomorrow night I'll have to.
Tomorrow night I will, too.
Yeah,
and
but
the goal is to get the parsley in and cover the arugula and cover the beets.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, I still have daikons and beets and cilantro and green onions and radicchio. Parsley,
wow,
cabbage,
all kinds
carrots,
of things to cover.
Round black Spanish radish, kohlrabi.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah, there's still quite a bit out there.
What time you starting tomorrow? 9 a.m.
No, it'll take me 2 hours. If the tarps were already out there, it takes me about 30 minutes. But I put them away because I didn't want them to get wet.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's mine's outside. So I might, tomorrow morning, I'll probably take it, well, depending on what the weather's doing, take it and throw it over the clothesline and let it dry out a little bit.
Let it dry out.
Yeah.
Okay.
But a wet tarp is better than no tarp at all.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Just don't use plastic.
Right, because that's going to stick to your...
Yeah, I mean...
It conducts it right in.
Yeah. You can put burlap tarps or blankets down and put plastic on top. But to use plastic as your only source of cover, it's not really going to work.
Okay.
And even those fiberglass drop cloths or things, that's the same thing.
Same thing. Are you spraying with kelp right now, or is that part of this whole process of getting your...
I did last week, but I don't think I'm going to do it anymore. Just let it go.
Just let it go.
Yeah.
Okay. Time
We're at
to
that
let it
time.
Go.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm done.
All right.
I got, you know, like I said, I found those kind of things, and I have some friends that want the valerian for valerian root. So,
I've finished that up. Yeah, I've got my valerian root tincturing out.
Yeah,
so.
Those things that you make tinctures and stuff with, or you harvest from the roots. This is when you harvest them because all the energy is going down into the roots for winter storage.
Now's the time. Yep.
So this is the time you do it.
Yeah, this is a good time.
All right.
Thank goodness. Right?
Right? Let us know your sigh of relief. 970-527-4868, 1-866-KVNF now. Email worm@kvnf.org. And it's Frank up on Rogers Mesa who has some garlic tips. Good evening, Frank.
Oh, excellent.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good.
Good.
Good. Say, have you guys ever tried freezing your stiff-neck garlic for planting in the spring?
No.
Freezing it. Okay.
Yeah. So if you have trouble with it growing over through the winter, or, starting from harvest until planting in the fall, you can put it in the freezer, and you can hold it there for months and months and months, and still it'll be a viable plant for planting in the fall.
That's
Or
awesome.
You plant it in the spring, you mean?
Or you can plant it in the fall, too.
Okay.
What
because it holds that long.
It holds. I get it. I get it. You harvest it and freeze it then and then plant it in the fall, or you can also plant it in the spring.
I love that.
Yeah, if you plant it in the spring, you can have some nice early garlic greens or something like that.
Sure, sure. Well, the, I let a lot of mine go to seed all over this one area of my yard, and it is the best. When the first thing I come home in the spring, there it is.
There it is. Get to eat it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just fresh. Fantastic. Yeah. Ooh, yeah. Saute it up with a little butter and Parmesan cheese. Oh, baby. Yeah, I'm going to live.
Yeah. All right, good to know. Freezing the garlic.
Yeah, I've not heard that. Yeah.
I have not heard that either, and I just love it that I know that now.
Thank you, Frank.
Thanks,
Frank.
Great tip.
Yeah.
Right.
See ya.
See ya.
Good night. Thank you.
Wow, I'm so excited. That makes me so happy.
Yeah, if you're having trouble with some that you want to grow out, now you can freeze it right at harvest time.
There you go.
It won't go bad.
And won't go bad like mine
right.
did.
Right, go softer.
Some of mine did.
Funky.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we were talking about that too. And that Frank, if you're still listening, is that how commercial garlic people can keep garlic coming all winter long? I've always wondered about that. There's fresh garlic in the grocery stores all winter long, or is it just coming from
somewhere else?
It's probably come from Mexico, and their early harvest.
Aha.
There you go.
You can't. The Allium family of plants have to have day length. The Alliums are very susceptible to day length. So anything getting close to the equator, or the Tropic of Cancer and the Tropic of Capricorn into the equator, no Alliums, true Alliums, can grow there. It has to be either north or south of those lines.
Oh, interesting.
Because they need the day length.
Good to know.
Yeah.
So you couldn't grow it at the equator because it's not a long enough day.
It's even days.
Oh,
now you could grow it probably as a green.
Yeah, sure.
You could grow greens,
but you wouldn't get the cloves and all of that. Well, there you have it. Gosh,
good
it's so
information,
informative.
Right?
I love that. Okay, nobody's asked us about sweet potatoes and yams.
All right, because you want to talk sweet potatoes and yams. You were.
Well, we could talk about them, but we could talk about other things too.
Well, let's just put it out there. Let's talk about sweet potatoes and yams because you have some information there. You have a giant encyclopedia here.
Yeah, no, this is exactly the encyclopedia of organic gardening. Okay, so these guys are here can see this book is like it's in tatters. I have no idea what the publishing.
It's at least 3 inches thick.
Oh yeah, it's three inches thick, and it's been my gardening guide forever. The 29th printing was on December 1975. Okay, so there you have it.
That is forever.
Yams and sweet potatoes. And sweet potatoes are potatoes. They are batas. Mm-hmm. And yams are Dioscorea. Dioscorea. Mm-hmm.
So what happens when you're in the store and you see a sweet potato yam?
If you see a yam, it might very well be a sweet potato.
Because
yams are semi-tropical and they're harder to get. But it says here, so Lance and I have these fabulous yams that we were hoping to God would make our cinnamon scented flowers this year. And we both watered them and pampered them and they didn't. Because we think it just got too hot. But the tubers are on you always call them the, what do you call it? Temperate yam. This temperate yam, the tubers can get to be 3 feet long. And it says that they're used for propagation, but it doesn't particularly say that you might want to eat them.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, well, remember the one I brought in here.
Yeah, that giant tempered yam.
That was 18 inches.
Yeah, it was huge.
And I didn't get the whole thing.
Right. You couldn't take it all out.
No.
Mm-hmm.
No, well, it actually broke off.
So. And then you went to town with it, didn't you?
Yeah.
Lulu?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You planted it?
Yeah, I planted it. And the original tuber that I planted started to come up. And I don't know, the cats knocked it over or something. And I went... Oh, and then the next year it came up everywhere but where the original tuber was.
And, that's fun.
Yeah, and now it's It's everywhere. Mm-hmm. And it's fantastic. It's just beautiful. It's such a beautiful leaf.
Yeah.
It's so easy to manage. It doesn't get any diseases. It's just great. So, you know, these other yams are grown on vines. They can be grown in greenhouses.
Fun to grow.
Yeah. The yampi, which is Dioscorea trifida, is another southern vine with small underground tubers, prized for their flavor. So that's got to be the one that Scarlett O'Hara, when she went back to Tara, Gone with the Wind?
That's the one?
Yeah, that's got to be it. And she digs it up and she goes, I'm never going to be hungry again or something like that. You know, meanwhile, Richmond's burning in the background and, you know, it's great. Anyway, maybe that's what it is. So there you have it. So
all right.
Sometimes yams are sweet potatoes. And sometimes sweet potatoes are still sweet potatoes, but they look like a yam.
Clear as sweet potato mud.
Yep. Yeah, sweet potato fries, baby.
Right. Mm-mm-mm. Okay, 527-4868-1866, KVNF now. And how about a little carrot report, Lance, as we're winding down the season? Winding down the season?
Yeah. Well, first of all, I pulled another white carrot and with the red core chantenay. So that's always interesting to get a white carrot in the red core chantenays.
You had a couple of those this year, didn't you?
Yeah. And this one was totally woody and was not edible. And so, the other ones were actually edible, but this one was not. And so it really reverted back to the wild carrot, which is Queen Anne's lace.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's always been a real mystery to me, the wild carrots and the Queen Anne lace. It's so beautiful.
But I suspect there's still 600 to maybe even 700 pounds of carrots out there as I go along. You know,
and so wow.
Man, they're good,
What's
too.
What's your timeline on that? When do you harvest all
I harvest them as I get orders.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
And that's, you know.
And when do you foresee that being finished?
6 weeks.
6 weeks. 100 pounds a week or more.
Yeah.
So what, second week in December?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Jeez.
Thank you for supplying the entire valley of carrots.
Yeah, really. I ate one the other night. I was tired and lazy, and I just grabbed one of those monsters and loaded it up with peanut butter and thought I'd died and gone to heaven.
I took one into the store for the fun of it. It weighed 2 pounds.
Nice work.
I didn't sell it to him. We just put it on the counter.
Yeah. Oh, God. It's a
artistic,
trophy carrot.
Yeah.
Yeah, get it bronzed or something.
And
right?
That was an Italian giant red. So,
ooh,
yeah, it was red.
Yummy.
And it was giant.
That is giant.
Wow, 2 pounds. You could eat for days on that rascal.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah, it would be.
That just goes to show you, you know, thank God you're growing them because I don't have the...
Oh, the patience to thin?
The patience to... I do have the patience to thin, but it's one of those bang for your buck vegetables.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You can almost always get organic carrots somewhere. And,
If you've got small space, I wouldn't say
yes,
grow.
Yes, and if you have
carrots.
Small space.
Yeah, you've got the room.
Right.
I got the room.
Right. And when you do grow them, that's another one that comes all year long.
Yeah.
And when you grow them, you get them when you get them, and then you're done. You know, so you can only – I've never frozen them. I tried drying them once. That wasn't fabulous, but, you know, whatever.
But you can store them.
Mm-hmm. But yes, if you're really clever, if you put them in sand and you put them in the basement and keep them just the right moisture, or if you just cover them up in the garden.
Yeah.
That's Mr. Clever right there.
I know. I know. I know. The ultimate.
I'm getting excited to talk about the food storage pit. So bring on the cold weather because that's pretty exciting
when
you can do that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Good
so
deal.
So there you have it.
Okay.
We love that. We love it that it's slowing down.
Feels good, doesn't it?
Yeah. What else is going on out there in the real world?
Yeah, let us know.
Produce and eating and harvesting.
In the real world? Aren't we in the real world?
No, we're definitely not. This is not the real world.
Wake me up. Okay, how about digging dahlias, things like dahlias and non-hardy things?
Yeah, you need to get them out of the ground.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what's some rules of thumb on that?
Dig them up, put them in a cool, dark spot.
You want to get the dirt off of them and let them dry out, get a skin on them, dahlias and stuff. But then you moist sand or moist sawdust and not too cold. Get them too cold. They're from Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
So if you get them too cold, they're going to rot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so and just...
store them in a cool, dry place.
Yeah, I had them in buckets of sand, and they did just fine. Just had moist sand. Not too moist either, because, again, it was cool enough in there that it wouldn't have worked.
Mm-hmm.
You know, gladiolas, you dig them.
I was just going to say glads, yeah.
You dig them and let them dry out, and then cut the dry stalk off, and you can actually take that skin off.
Okay.
You don't have to, but you can. It'd be fine if it doesn't. Because just messing with it, sometimes those skins come off.
Right.
You know. Huh. Again, those are from Africa.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, and stuff. So you can't store them mm-hmm. too cold.
Right.
But I don't put them in sawdust, or I just put them in a bag or a box, and they're fine just in the dark and 50 degrees or so.
Yeah, in the basement.
And, yeah, they're fine.
Huh. All right. Hey, I wanted to ask you if there's anything different or new that you're going to try next year. I mean, there always is, but do you have something on the plan
in your
mind right now?
I have two things.
What's that?
The two things is, well, no tomatoes. That's a third thing.
just cut it off. Not even a couple.
Well, they got so diseased so quickly. I'm going to just let the garden not have any.
Okay.
And see what happens next year.
Right. And see, that's another, there you go. You know, you just might not be a person who's good at growing tomato.
Yeah.
I swear, vegetables, they pick their people.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Interesting.
I don't like turnips, but I guess turnip greens are really good and really good for you. So I might do some of those.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Have you ever grown turnips before? Would this be your first?
It'll be my first turnips.
Oh, I
don't like them.
Mm-hmm.
There's only two. That's pretty much the only vegetable. And I've had it cooked all different.
Yeah.
You like greens, though, in general.
Yeah, love the greens. I mean, I eat a lot of greens all the time.
Okay,
so.
Let's see. Turnips for a fall crop, 24th of July.
Really?
Oh, really? That's when you plant them?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. But you know what? My neighbor had a little crop of turnips going because he loves them and he wanted the greens. And the filthy little deer in the neighborhood came and munched them all down. Ate them all.
Yeah.
They're all over the place
right
now.
Yeah, there's really a lot of deer in the hood.
Mm-hmm.
Tons.
Yeah.
I'm telling you. I came out to go to choir practice the other day, and there was one right under my apple tree. And it wasn't even all the way dark 30 yet.
Dark 30?
And it was just and it was just hanging out, eating. You know, I drove by. It said, yo, what? You know.
Yeah.
They're not spooked at all.
They're not spooked. Nothing.
Mm-mm. Uh-huh. Well, drought year, and they're looking for food.
You know, and then there's that.
Yeah.
So, and do you have a lovely hood to hang out in.
Yes. And they like the hood. They for sure do. But you know, at some point they start to get to be a nuisance. Like Suzanne, her gardens, you know, she's over it, man. They have been coming into her yard for, a long time. And she's got to go through a lot to keep them out of the bushes and everything else. It's a lot of work.
Yeah.
It's a pain in the butt.
Mm-hmm.
If you're really trying to grow something, and they're indiscriminate browsers. They don't care. There's dang few things they won't eat.
Yeah. Or at least they'll try it.
Or at least try.
Yeah. They're going to try everything.
Yeah.
We should have a show on critter control. We could have Amber in here talking about her raccoon
poof. Oh, yeah.
her motion detector sprinklers. All the different stuff that you have to do.
Yeah, that's really clever.
Yeah, it is clever.
I was thinking about that because the chicken yard, the chicken house, I was thinking about any self-righteous raccoon could get into my chickens at any time. So I figure, what's the difference? You put them in and the only way I could keep them out is to lock the door. Well, I'm not going to put a padlock on the chicken palace, okay? So I was thinking about that, and I was thinking, oh, man, I want to get back into where they just go in and out at will.
Mm-hmm.
But...
Mm-hmm. Critter control. What do you do?
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Some other things that I was going to do.
Yeah, next year.
Next year.
Differently.
Is, space the cabbage. Give them a little more space.
Oh.
Yeah, they're not
what's
quite.
What's happening that's.
Well, they're I got to... good heads, but they should be twice the size.
Oh, okay.
Simple as that.
So to give them more room to breathe. And
yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, and you know what I'm going to do is try and get more of that bronze fennel and lovage, more of my umbral predator control plants going around the perimeter of the garden, just a few more here and there.
There you go.
Yeah, that's going to be on the agenda.
Yeah.
And moving stuff around, as always, moving daylilies and phlox. I didn't get to that because we ran out of water.
Darn.
So
no water, this is what happens.
That's what happens. They stay the way they are. So we'll see. Get something going next year. Move stuff around.
There you go.
Yeah.
And how about some equipment wind down tips?
Oh,
Lance, you always give us good.
Yeah, the mowers and tillers. And I've talked to a couple of the lawnmower maintenance guys, small engine maintenance guys, and some are adamant that you have to run the gas out of them.
Mm-hmm.
And some say don't, because then the carburetor's dry and to get that primed. So you put gas stabilizer in it. I generally, at the end of the season, I run them out of gas.
I do too.
You do?
Yeah, I run them out of gas. And then I when I start them up again, I get a brand new fresh gas and I put them in the sun so they can warm up.
They'll warm up, yeah, and stuff. But anyways, if you got a full tank of gas and you're not going to run it anymore, you can get gas stabilizer. And that will stabilize that gas for 2 to 3 months.
Down at Napa?
Gas stabilizer?
Yeah, at any auto parts place will
like
have this.
It's like an additive?
It's an additive, yeah, and stuff. And you got to run the mower or tiller for a little bit to get it down into the carburetor. So you can do those things. And then the two-cycle motors, which are the ones that you put gas and oil together, that's your weed whackers and chainsaws and that kind of stuff. And some of your little, the Mantis rototillers, that's a two-cycle motor oil.
That's why I got rid of mine and got my Honda. I'm so happy.
But anyways, that two-cycle motor oil has a gas stabilizer in it.
Oh.
Yeah.
I fired up my tiller to do my garlic patch, and my God, you should have seen it. I don't know what happened, but it was smoke. The oil, oil was somewhere.
Yeah.
And it was burning oil like crazy.
And this is just a regular gasoline motor?
Yeah.
How did you have it laying?
It's standing up.
It's standing up because lots of people will lay some their stuff on their sides and stuff.
Oh, no.
And the oil goes to the side and,
and
stuff like that. I've seen that.
No. It was standing up. It just was having a fit. Trying to choke me out. In a cloud of exhaust. Didn't work. I'm still here.
Yep, she's still here. Yeah. All right. Hey, I want to let people know about that San Miguel Basin Seedling Tree Program. So anybody in San Miguel County and West Montrose County can buy seedling plants from the CSU Extension Office in Norwood. So they're taking orders now for trees through early April. And then you pick them up around the last week of April. And you can go to the website, which is sanmiguel.colostate.edu. Or you can call 970-327-4393. So love programs like that.
I do too.
Get everybody planting trees.
You know what? Just plant trees. I mean, whether or not you think there's global warming or too much CO2 or whatever, it just doesn't matter. Plant more trees anyway, because you're going to make shade. You're going to make everybody happy.
Habitats. You know,
birds,
habitat.
Raccoons, squirrels.
Yeah, rats.
Critters.
Filthy little bastards. Oh, I shouldn't say that on the radio. Sorry.
All right. Well, that brings us to the end of another show. We're going to be back next week, which is already November. Tomorrow's Halloween. And, we could have talked about what? Your favorite subject.
Witches, yes.
Yes, what do witches
candy
like?
Candy corn. They love candy corn. Yeah. I can't wait.
All right, bring it on.
Yep. My favorite holiday.
Yeah. Okay, well, thank you guys for being here again and sharing your information, and to Sue and Frank, our callers, for giving us good tidbits. And it's Leah Love coming up with One Woman's Perspective next on KVNF. Mm-hmm. Thanks for listening to As the Worm Turns.
Have a good evening.
Bye, everybody.